Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are here. You know I'm glad. Thank you very much for joining this podcast. This platform is dedicated to you, the industrial professionals, the companies that get it done, even in this time of challenge with the coronavirus. If you're out there on video, you can see that I've got this great hat. It says Spread Light. Lubert Light is the foundation. They build inclusive playgrounds for kids of every kind. They're fantastic. They got a lot of energy. Got a podcast for them too as well. So let's get going and let's talk a little bit about optimism. Yeah, there's a lot of things happening out there. You don't have to tell me. I'm telling you that right now. But there is some opportunities for optimism, and I'm going to continue to sort of post those optimistic news-worthy type of articles out there. But until then, we're going to start talking about a series that I think is pretty applicable today, and it is it's based off of a blog that I did called The Business Beatitudes, and what I found throughout my interactions with so many individuals within industry, the companies, the people, I've been very fortunate to see the heart, the desires of these individuals and their willingness and passion to help everybody succeed. And in light of just this corona deal that we got going, and once again, I don't have the answers. All I could say is that you've got three choices. One, in look at the news. You can listen to talk radio. You can go out there on social media and find the doom and gloom articles that exist out there, because there are many. And then just depress yourself all the heck in a handbasket. Or you can just sit back, wait, see what happens, react when whatever happens blows over. Or you can do what I do, and that'll be fight and serve, and help other people fight and serve, and to provide this platform for everybody to try to do everything they can to fight this particular situation. So with that said, we're writing a book right now, and it is on business beatitudes. And I'm going to just sort of create a little series about business beatitudes. And it is all about leadership. It's all about the heart. It's all about other focus. It's all about serving. And in this climate that we find ourselves in, we're all in the same boat. So we better start rowing in the same direction, helping each other succeed, and thinking about how we can help others. And I guarantee you, when we get on the other side of this whole challenge that we've got going, it's going to be better. We're going to look at the world differently, and we're going to navigate, and we're just I am wholeheartedly optimistic, because I work with great people in industry that are innovative, are brilliant, are passionate about helping others. So I have every right and every thing to be, optimistic. So we're going to start this series. And once again, it's beautiful attitudes for business leadership, or business beatitudes, right? And I'm looking down on my notes here because, well, I can look down on my page. However, there are seven specific components that we're going to go through over a period of time. And we're going to talk about why that's so important. So if you've got a pen and paper, I would highly recommend that you take these notes, right? The business beatitudes, and I'm sorry about that. I've been thinking a lot about the mind, body, soul, and learning, and how everybody within industry has a real, passion for learning. And that's what begat these seven points of beautiful attitudes from the heart for business leadership. And the first one is the successful are the sacrificial, and they develop perseverance. I like that. And especially today, when we're talking about the unknown, talking about the worries, the frustrations, the challenges that we as businesses and we as individuals responsible for families, right? We've got to develop that perseverance. And we've got to do that through sacrifice. And you never know. You just got to have that mindset. Number two, successful are the humble. They know who they are, strengths and weaknesses, and they ask for help. Okay, so once again, we're in this environment, and it is a tremendous amount of uncertainty, a tremendous amount of information coming at you. My strengths and weaknesses are very clear. I fight. I want to help others succeed as much as I possibly can, and that brings tremendous joy. But there are things that I just don't do well, and that's where we have to lean on our communities, and recognize that we've got to ask for help. I have been offering the Industrial Talk platform free of charge, no strings attached, just to help industry keep that message going out, help their customers succeed, do everything I can to be able to do that. All you have to do is just ask me for help, and I'm there. I'm ready to do it. So successful are the humble. We know our strengths and weaknesses. Successful, number three, successful are the failures. That is a loaded one. They will rightly value success as of the results of falling and getting back up again and again and again. We can't quit. This particular environment, as industrial professionals, this environment, this world we live in today, we depend on you. We depend on industry. We depend on the professional individuals out there. We depend on you. If you're not engaged, if you're not willing to do what is necessary to fight, then we, as a whole, are weaker. So, will we fail? Yep. Will we not get it right? Absolutely. But you know what? We get back up because we're part of a community that helps, because we're always asking for help, and we're part of this very special community. Successful are the failures. And trust me, I fail all the time. Okay, number four, successful are the calm. They develop enduring strength. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. It is, as I continue to sort of look at what's taking place out there, there's a lot of knee-jerk reactions, a lot of fear, a lot of unknown, but the ones that really sort of navigate, the leaders that navigate, are the real calm ones, and they're saying, okay, I see the problem here. I see the challenge. What do we need to do? And that enduring strength is necessary, really, for this particular market and environment. Okay, so that is the calm. Five, successful are the selfless. Selfless. They are motivated to do what is right for others rather than what's just expedient. We got to do what is right. We've got to recognize that part of our industrial community is that we are motivated to help others. I cannot sugarcoat it any other way. I've got to help you. You've got to help others, especially now, because we know that this situation is going to pass eventually. It just will. And we're just going to have to just recognize that we've just got to be selfless. We've got to continue to give. And we've got to give and give more and keep on getting up and give more. That's the reality of what's taking place here. So that's, we depend on that, okay? Number six, successful are the forgiving. Okay. They build a connection rather than tear them down. We have to be forgiving. We have to recognize that maybe before the coronavirus situation, we had challenges and struggles and angers, and we get sort of into that mode. We got to get past that right now. We got to be able to begin forgiving and do that and start being a part of that community that we all are helping and helping others succeed when they're really hurting out there. Because this situation that we call Corona is an equal opportunity storm, right? And it's impacting everybody. And it's not a positive thing. So we've just got to have that sense of humility, that sense of calm, that sense of selflessness that really will lift everybody up during these challenging times. And then finally, number seven, successful are the generous. They understand servant leadership. That is so true. We've got to have that spirit of generosity, because people have various degrees of hurt. And my hurt might not be as extreme as maybe your hurt, but I can still be generous and kind and forgiving and have mercy and be able to provide a sense of help in a time of very challenging environment. Because once again, the industrial community is really, fortunately for me, I'm very blessed to be able to have and be a part of that community, of this community. And that means I'm used to people innovating. I'm used to people striving for excellence. I'm used to people overcoming challenges. And I'm really used to people just never giving up. And so that's this sort of, and we'll expand more into the seven levels. But I just ask in this particular podcast that you sort of look at those seven components. Some are easier, some are not so easy. So once again, sacrificial, humble, learn by failures, calm, selfless, forgiving, and generosity, and being generous to everybody. So as we continue this journey down the Corona journey, let's just think about those components and reach out to your customers, your partners, your friends, your employees, and ask them what we can do to help. Okay? And if we all start rowing in the same direction, we're going to be on the other side and we're going to be better for it. Okay? Thank you very much again for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Be bold, be brave, dare greatly. That's what we're all about here. Thank you very much. And you know, go out to industrialtalk.com. Reach out to me. I'm here. I'm here to help, and I'm here to just do whatever is necessary to get everybody through this. That's my role. That's what I want to do. So please, thank you. Again, be safe, okay? Thank you very much. Talk to you later.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.